Hello and welcome. In this video, we will see how to use a background audio agent to enhance an audio-centric application by allowing playback even while the application is not in the foreground. We'll begin by examining an initial sample music player, which presents a small playlist of local and remote files. So this is our sample solution. You can find this in the starter folder of the package containing this video. We have two projects here. Models and music player. Music player is our application. Let's have a look at the main page. And here we are. Not much to look at here. Simply a title for the playlist and a blank list box, which we'll populate later with our tracks. Also, there's an app bar containing some buttons like forward, back, play, and pause. Our models project contains a definition for a track, which contains an artist, title, and album properties, several other properties related to music tracks, and a playlist, which is simply a collection of tracks. Let's have a look at the main page's code. This is all fairly simple. We have an active playlist. When we navigate to the page, we load information from a XML file contained as part of the project here into our active playlist and also save it to isolated storage for later use. Then we have all sorts of methods for playing tracks, jumping to the previous track, playing or pausing, changing the state of the application bar buttons according to the player state. The player we currently use is a media element. You can see it here. Media element entity. And that's about it. Let's see this in action. And here's our sample music application. You can see our playlist here. These three are local files. And this is a remote web file containing some Windows Phone 7 information. Let's go ahead and play. We can skip to the next track, pause the music, and resume. Here's the remote track fetched directly from the web. Now, let us say that we deactivate the application, like so. You can see that the playback stops. We'd like to fix this, and we can, using Windows Phone Mango's new audio background agents. Before we attempt to fix our playback problem, let's begin by learning a bit about background audio agents. The background agent serves as a sort of player class that can be invoked from inside the application to play files or streams at specified URLs. However, the agent is independent of the application and continues to function even when the application is terminated. The agent receives playback-related notifications, such as the end of a currently playing track or the imminent consumptions of the currently playing buffer, and can react to these events using the code you supply as its logic. The agent also integrates with the phone's universal volume control and music and video hub to offer a cohesive media experience. Let us add such an agent to our application. We'll begin by going over to the main page, locating the list box here, which contains the displayed tracks. Let's add a handler for the loaded event. Call it list tracks loaded. And also, let's remove the media element here, since we'll no longer use it as our player. Like so. Back in the code, we'll go up here and add a using directive for Microsoft Phone background audio. We can also go ahead and remove this field, the active track index. The background agent will keep track of that. And also, let's go to the constructor here. We no longer have the player element. So let's replace this with background audio player instance, which is our application's background audio player instance. Play state changed, and we'll keep using the same handler, though we'll have to fix it soon enough. Moving on, we'll go to the getActiveTrackIndex method. Let's replace this, we no longer have this field, with this code. We'll ask the background audio player for the current track, and from its tag, extract the track index. Let's go down here to the playTrack method and remove it completely. We'll add this logic later in our background audio agent. Place this for jumping to the previous track with background audio player instance skip previous, like so. And basically we'll delegate all media operations to the background agent similarly, like here. We'll check if the background audio player state is playing. If so, we need to pause playback. Otherwise, we should start playback. Over here, we simply call stop. And here, replace all of this with skip next. Now let's move down here. This method updates the app bar buttons. According to the player state, we no longer have this, so let's use background audio agent instance player state instead. We also don't have these, so we'll replace this with play state. Also here and here. Finally, we have a new state that we didn't have before, so let's paste some more code here. Play state unknown. So we set up our buttons accordingly. There we go. All that's left to do is fill up this handler here. We need it since once the background agent is running, we can enter the application with the track already playing. So we'll need to update the selected track once we have the available content in the list box. And that's everything we need to do before actually adding the agent. Let's go ahead and do that now. Go over here. Let's add a new project. We'll want to add a Windows Phone Audio playback agent. Let's call it sample playback agent. There we are. We have quite a bit of placeholder code here. Here is our agent's constructor. An override for responding to notifications regarding the play state. If a track ended, track is ready, player is shut down, paused, told to play, responding to various user actions. Play, stop, pause, rewind, getting the next track from the current state, previous track, and handling errors, and cancellation. Filling this up can take quite a while, so let's just go ahead and select everything, paste some pre-made code, and review it. But before we do that, we'll also add a reference to the models project, as well as to XML serialization. That's it. Most of this code is fairly simple, but let's have a look at the constructor, where we access isolated storage looking for the playlist XML file. This will allow us to load the playlist saved by the main application. Also of note are these methods, playNext and playPrevious, which we use to play the next and previous tracks by looking at the current track number and the total amount of songs in our playlist. Finally, let's have a look at the play method here. This simply takes the current track, constructs an audio track object, and feeds it to the player. That's all there is to it. Now, before this actually works, we need to go to our application and add a reference to our agent project. If we look in the application's manifest, we'll now see the extended task node signifying our agent. Now we're ready to go. So let's save this up and run. Here's the new version of our application. It looks just like the old version, and we can still play the various music tracks, move between them, even the remote track. However, when we navigate away from the application, you can see that playback continues. Furthermore, this is integrated with the phone's universal volume control, so if we increase or decrease the volume, we can see our playlist here, and can move between the tracks. We can even go back to our application.
So here's Brian, Windows Phone Radio. This is episode 29, like we said earlier.
And the currently playing track is synchronized with what we did outside the application. In this video, we saw how to add a background audio agent to our application to enhance its usability. Audio-centric applications that utilize a background agent greatly benefit from this move, both in terms of playback and integration with the phone's familiar experience. Thank you.